Today's the second anniversary of the start of the Iraq War. It's a conflict that can at times seem distant to many Americans. But for the students at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York, Iraq is as close as their classrooms. Every day, the cadets confront the impact of the war and their coming role in fighting it. As part of our series, The Span of War, we'll visit West Point today and tomorrow. First, NPR's Robert Smith reports on how the war is making cadets grow up fast.
At West Point, every morning starts with the sounds of an army in the field. A cannon is fired out from the bluff overlooking the Hudson River at dawn. Through the fog, sounds reveille. It's inspiring, but for sleepy students, it doesn't make for the best wake-up call.
I can sleep through the cannon. I mean, cadets have been known to intentionally or unintentionally sleep through their alarms.
Cadet Jessamine Liu walks across campus under the imposing gazes of the statues of Eisenhower, MacArthur, and Patton. The grounds of West Point are dominated by memorials to battles gone by. But once you're inside the buildings, there are reminders that the country is at war again.
Walking through some of the hallways, they have memorials to cadets just 2 or 3 years your senior. You see their senior thesis. You see all these kind of relics from their cadet career that you have, and one day they could be on display because you fell in Iraq. It's pretty sobering.
Liu is a junior. She came to West Point after the terrorist attacks of September 11th and so became part of the first class since Vietnam to enter during a time of war. It means a radical shift for the students. While in recent decades, cadets might talk about where around the world they'd like to be posted, now the answer's pretty clear.
Well, there's a joke that goes around the Corps. No matter where you post, you're going to Iraq, so.
Cadet John Madden is from Stone Mountain, Georgia. As a senior, he's in the last class to enroll before September 11th.
I pretty much thought I was joining a peacetime army, but that doesn't bother me. Usually if you're patriotic enough to want to join the army during peacetime, you've got the same patriotism to want to join it during wartime too, because bottom line is that's when the country needs you more anyway.
Now he's already received his assignment. After graduation, Madden will go to Ranger School and then command an infantry unit in the 82nd Airborne. It's this leadership role that Madden and the other cadets train for every day. Just before lunchtime, the 4,200 cadets at West Point pull on their knit caps and their black wool coats and head outside into the bitter cold for formation.
Attention! Right! Face!
They then march into the cavernous mess hall for lunch. Although they've been joking around during formation, cadets become serious for a moment as they stand behind their chairs.
Brigade, attention.
If a West Point graduate has been killed in the line of duty, it will be announced now. They have been 20 since September 11th. Cadet Jim Fisher from Raleigh, North Carolina, says the moment can be agonizing.
Before we sit down, they'll come over the loudspeaker and announce that there has been another fallen graduate. And we have a moment of silence and makes for a very somber meal.
But on this day, they get the all clear.
Take seats.
And the cadets act like teenagers again as they pass around their food and discuss their plans for the upcoming spring break.
Going to Colorado, do a little snowboarding.
And their favorite TV shows.
Well, the OC is probably the main one that everybody watches.
The instructors here are used to watching cadets go back and forth between acting like kids and behaving like soldiers. Colonel George Forsyth, the Vice Dean for Education, says the contrast is even starker these days.
Since 9/11, the cadets are much more serious about what it is they're going to do. On the other hand, they're also teenagers going to college and growing up. So, it's an interesting juxtaposition of the emotions that are associated with those two things.
And those emotions are heightened as the war intrudes into their lives daily. They take part in teleconferences with soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq. They take training courses in terrorism and fighting insurgencies. Cadet Allison Newman from Hampton, Virginia, says even at night in their dorm rooms, Iraq isn't far away.
My team captain last year, she's in Baghdad and she's an MP. So I'll be online and have an IM, from her being like, hey, this is what's up. We're going out past Mosul and we're going to be a security force. And then just gives you like a real sense that these people are actually doing what we're training to do right now.
The cadets say getting an accurate picture of what's really happening in Iraq is crucial, not just for training, but because at the beginning of their junior year, they have to make a final decision, drop out or take the oath. Last fall, at the height of the insurgency in Iraq, and as newspaper front pages were filled with stories of dead American GIs, Cadet Jim Fisher decided to commit to the Army.
It is something that I had to sit down and think about. In my case, I didn't have to think about it that long, but I think everybody who walked in there thought about it that day.
And West Point reminds them of the gravity of that decision every single day. Well, except for spring break. This week, many of the cadets fled the cold campus for the party locales of Fort Lauderdale, Aruba, and Acapulco. For the seniors, it's the last time they can cut loose as young students before they're commissioned this summer as second lieutenants in an army at war. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
You can see a photo essay on life at West Point at npr.org.